Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Enjoy. Only 77 seconds long. Very short song, although it sometimes seems longer, doesn't it? That's the national anthem for America, for the United States of America. Still one of my favorite songs in the world. I love hearing it. Love hearing it all the way through to the end. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting us celebrate the Independence Day in America with that great music and Gene Greitzman. Back on the show, Dr. Gene Greitzman is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, the author of a number of books, an award-winning television personality, and our good friend, Gene Greitzman. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you. Could I begin?
Not just an award-winning, folks, an Emmy-winning television personality. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, thank you very much. I know we're going to talk about the 4th of July in just a moment, but I'd like to begin with a compliment for you. Can you take the compliment?
Right? I don't know. I'll try. Let me brace myself.
Brace yourself real hard. I was just listening to the ad that led into this segment about your book, The Age of the Customer, and I want to pay a compliment to you for that. The title of that book. I think of it often when I have experiences now as a consumer. You really nailed it. For example, whether you're purchasing a room at a hotel or an airline flight or whatever, I have never seen so many opportunities for the consumer to be informed about what's out there than there is today. Mm-hmm. I'm a frequent contributor to TripAdvisor, and I do a lot of programs for the hotel industry. And for example, I know the Hilton people and the DoubleTree people. Mm-hmm. They read TripAdvisor every day about their particular hotel to see what people are saying about them. And that's just one aspect
of how you
really nailed it.
I appreciate you saying that,
Gene.
With
the age of the consumer.
I appreciate you saying that very much. Gene, thank you for being here. Thanks for those kind words. So when you think of as a learned man, an educated man, an experienced person, as a historian, and you certainly are, especially with your work on Abraham Lincoln, you're one of the renowned experts on that man and that great person. When you think of America today, this weekend, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think of two words: a great experiment. That's the way Abraham Lincoln described the United States. Many, many times he would refer to the United States as an experiment, and he was picking up on something that the Founding Fathers had realized, and it was this, that England, this was not just a rebellion of the colonies against the mother country, but this was an opportunity to experiment, to do something different and new. And that different and new was to create a government that was run by the people.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that time, all the centralized powers, Europe, were run by noble families, by aristocracy.
Right. Even though they had the reforms of Henry II, even though they had the Magna Carta, even though they had the Bill of Rights of 1666, the countries were still run by monarchs.
That's exactly right. In fact, the Magna Carta gave rights primarily to noblemen.
Yeah.
That if you were a ruling gentry, mm-hmm. you couldn't have your home entered without permission.
Right.
The rights primarily were for the upper class, for the aristocracy.
Right.
And people in Europe didn't think common people were capable of ruling themselves.
Right.
That was the experiment.
And the founders created this experiment, and today we continue that experiment. When we come back, I want to talk some more about that with Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman. And that's presidentlincoln.com. This is the website. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.